Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is September 15, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com. Welcome, everybody. And tonight we are doing immunity, healing, and awakening, combining three things all together. Immunity boosting, actually. So we're going to, during part of the call tonight, we'll ask the divine to maximize our immunity so we can work better in the world and obviously be more resistant to COVID-19 and any other things that might be challenging us. Healing, we'll call for that. We'll call for awakening. Now, this healing is not like the shamanic awakening ceremony healing. This is more the, well, can be a little more gentle. I'm certainly probably not going to be rattling or drumming, but we'll definitely call for the release of what doesn't serve us, and we'll get some awakening in the mix as well. So I'm going to check my phone to make sure there is no interruptions from that device. All right, that's good. And we usually clock in 60 to 90 minutes on this call. We'll just see how spirit runs it. So a little unusual tonight. I have just spent about 90 minutes sitting at my mesa solo. So my mesa is already open. So rather than doing the name by name call in, I'll simply acknowledge the groups of beings who are here for that. So that'll be a little quicker than usual. And then we'll dive right in. As always, my request is that you give this your full and undivided attention. Basically, protocol, just act as if you're right here in the room with me. And again, please do only this while you're doing it, because you affect everybody else backward and forward in time and in the moment. So to have your own best experience and to assist others to have theirs, then that is my request, that you just do this. If you cannot do only this right now, then you're welcome to remove yourself from the call. If you're already in the sacred space, then just ask the allies to please remove you from the space gently so you don't disrupt the field. And you can always come back later on the recording if you're an Awakening Plus member. And again, the way we run this is that most of the live calls are free and open to anyone, but the archive recordings are only open to members. So that's how we work it. The energy is already sweet. I hope you can feel that. So I'll explain the rest as we go. Let me double check to make sure the audio is the way I want it. Yeah. So I'm going to pause the recordings real briefly. Okay, we're back in after letting the cats out and making an adjustment or two. And now we're ready to go in. So I'm now going to ask you to give it your full attention, close your eyes. Because eyes closed is going to put your attention in the inner world where the action is. And I am going to go ahead and call the directions formally just to initiate this process, and then I'll acknowledge the divine beings that are already here. Pachamama Namakiya Viracocha Inti Kweeti. I feel so good in this space. So I acknowledge the presence of Makisla's higher self, the hugging saint, my plant spirit allies, the members of the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Ascended Masters, angels and archangels, the Hindu deities, Sai Ma, my benevolent ancestors, our nature spirit allies, the sacred Apus, which are sacred mountains, they are conscious beings, the animal allies, and the higher selves of my human allies. And I acknowledge my oneness with all these beings. I acknowledge the sacred container that's already here, and formally reestablish the sacred container. Let it be here to surround the sacred space, holding in this good energy and ensuring that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. I am that I am. There we go. Good container. Take a moment to feel your own body and the energy of it. Feel the space around you. Feel that you are being held in safe, sacred space. And of course, everything I say applies equally whether you're on the live call or on the recording. Yawning and belching on my part have to do with energetic movement and release. It's not designed to be rude. Okay, the energy's moving. And so we have three goals tonight: healing and immunity boosting and awakening. Let's begin by calling in our own embodied awakening. Just to give you a very quick little intro on this in case you're new to it. If you wish to do this with us, then it's like your human ego will slide to the passenger seat of a car. The divine's going to drive. If you don't like the divine's driving at any moment, you can just basically slide back over, take the wheel. The divine steps out immediately, and you, the human, are back just like that, fully in control. So your human self needs to know that it's safe and it's reversible, and the divine only drives as long as you allow it to. Also, the benefits of embodied awakening that can be most easily named. There's a whole lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out in your mind so much, you just know what to do through intuition, and there's a lot more bliss in the mix. So it really wants to come. Let's call that in. Take a moment just to feel your current vibrational state, however much of it you're aware of. And if you would like to call that embodied awakening in from your higher self, then speak these words to your higher self. Repeat them, please, out loud if you can, silently if you must. Here we go. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please let the words go. Rest in passive breath awareness. No breath control, no effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. Of course, you can do what you want, but these are my recommendations. Just be passive. Whenever the breath happens to come or go on its own, just note the feeling of it. Not noting mentally, but just having the visceral experience, the sensation of the breath in the body. And the more passive you are, the better it works. So I invite you to just notice wherever the breath is easiest to feel in your body. Rest your attention very gently there. And just you, the human part, stay with the breath awareness, and that will give the divine part of you that you've called in the easiest job of coming on in. It comes in through the crown of the head. It's like you're the sponge and it's the water. And it just soaks right in as long as you don't fight it. And also, like I said, don't try to make the awakening happen. Ego effort will only shut it down. Your divine has to do this for you. Just receive it as a gift. To determine the least effort needed to feel the breath. I invite you to relax into zero effort. Just be for a moment. And if at zero effort, there is breath awareness anyway, just stay at zero. If at zero effort, there is not breath awareness, then add a very tiny increment of effort back, like the touch of a feather, barely enough effort to feel the breath. And then just relax into that absolute minimal effort level. The idea is to use the least effort needed to feel the breath at all. And that gives you the focus you need, and it gives the divine maximum space to come on in. So many of us are now in the state. How do you know if you're an embodied awakening? Your ego can check that out by just confirming that these four things are all true. There's no mental chatter. There's no challenging emotion. It's peaceful and it's effortless. The state is just there. It's holding itself. While that's happening, you're there. You can just relax and be in the state. No further effort is needed once you're already in embodied awakening. So those of you who are already feeling it, just rest there. That will help everyone else get there. And this does work beyond time and space. So regardless of when you're experiencing this on a live call, on the recording afterward, you holding embodied awakening right now will help everyone. Will help everyone who's not quite there, who did it earlier in time, or at the same time, or later in time. It just all blends together in the recording. So just relax into that state and know you're helping everybody else. If you're not there yet, you haven't yet hit the embodied awakening, know that everyone holding space is helping you, like a gravitational pull helping you just naturally rise right in, or more accurately, let the divine just kind of relax into you. Mm-hmm. So we're nearly there. We've got just a small number of people not yet in the state. So you guys who are not quite there, just relax. Again, absolute minimum effort needed to feel the breath at all. Make it very easy. Some of you are straining a little bit. There's unnecessary effort. That's exactly what's stopping it from completing. So if you have any doubt about that, just go to no effort at all. Go to zero again. Just relax completely. Someone's still holding tension. Just let that go too. Just relax all the way. It's okay. Go to zero effort. That prior training you had does not apply here. This technique is about complete passivity. That's better. Well done. So we'll leave just a quick moment longer. Let everyone kind of relax into the state. Yeah, we have a sweet feel. That's lovely. Okay, rest in the state for just a moment. I need to step into the other room and get something really fast. But I'm going to be with you energetically, so don't go anywhere. Hold the state. I'll be physically back in just a sec. Okay, I need just a few seconds to make an adjustment here. Stay in your space. Alrighty, thank you for your patience. Nice field, guys. Well done. So please just relax into this beautiful state of embodied awakening. Just be passive for a moment. There's a slow progression now toward being more aware of your energy bodies. And it's a very slow and gradual transition. Okay. The divine is saying this is a good time to call for boosted immunity right now. And they're going to bring it in the top of the head. It's already sort of starting to twinkle up there a little bit. So we'll be using the invocation template, and that's super easy because you just say maximum, fill in the blank that serves highest good, please, and we're just going to call for maximum immunity. And immunity will be understood to be, well, we'll be specific, we'll say maximum physical and energetic immunity that serves highest good, please. That'll cover the bases. So if you would like to boost your immunity against COVID-19 and any other challenges your body might be exposed to, or any other part of you for that matter, let's call that in. So I invite you to repeat after me now, speaking to your higher self, out loud if possible, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, maximum immunity, physical and energetic, that serves highest good, please. Thank you. Here it comes. So yeah, I'm definitely feeling the, it's actually not so much a sense of it coming in the crown, but just sort of lighting up in the body. Almost as if it was already there, just waiting to be activated. Surprise. So just relax, just be passive. If you are not consciously aware of energy moving in your body, then rest in the breath as your focus. Again, using minimum effort, that gets the job done. If you are aware of the energy moving or activating in your body, then I invite you to simply rest your awareness in that energetic stuff. Just be it, feel it, let the movement of energy be what you're paying attention to. Using the minimum effort, that gets the job done. And then just relax. The way we do things around here is very passive. We call the divine to do something, and then we just relax and let the divine do it. So yeah, I'm feeling quite a bit of tingling, lighting up in various parts of my body. And what I experience as I lead these calls is the composite, the average of what everyone else is experiencing. Again, whether you're live or on the recording, it may sound bizarre that I can still feel you if you're doing the recording while you're in time, but that is how it works. So it feels like people are nice and relaxed. You're open, you're receptive. That feels good. So you just relax. let the ego, the human, just be as relaxed as possible, focusing on the feeling of energy in motion in you, if you have that awareness. If you don't have energy awareness, just rest in breath. Even if you aren't sensitive enough to feel it, I promise you it's working. So just rest in your appropriate point of awareness, using minimum effort, very relaxed, very easy. And just let it run. So from this point forward, it's possible that there may be longer periods of silence. So if I'm quiet for a few minutes, don't fret. I'm still here. I'm still holding space. And your job is just to continue resting in those points, that point of awareness that you've chosen. There's a lot of very powerful beings here. There are, it's like the allies I called have invited some of their buddies. There are other beings who somehow specialize in immunity who are doing their magic here, quite literally. Some of you right now are getting downloads, or soon will, about things that you could do in your life to improve your immunity. I mean, they can do a lot for you here energetically, but you helping yourself by eating the most supportive diet and getting enough exercise and, you know, meditating or relaxing enough and having loving relationships, all that is going to help you too. But for now, just let the divine do their part for you. What I'm noting is the energy is all through my body. It's not just in like the organs or anything like that. They really want a full body immunity effect here. A loose metaphor for what's happening is you're the patient on the operating table. And you don't operate on yourself. You don't tell the doctor what to do. You just chill. And you let the experts help you. Yeah, the experience for me is I'm still mostly in body. There's a little bit of divine awareness, but it's more physical. And that's certainly appropriate because a great deal of the work is being done on the physical body. And one of the mottos that applies here is you must be present to win. Therefore, in my experience in this kind of work, consciousness is automatically apportioned between different levels of awareness. And since most of the work right now is physical, if you're noticing you're mostly in physical body awareness, that's entirely appropriate because that's where the energy is doing its work. We'll get out into the spirit realm soon enough. Yeah. I'm reminded of one time when I was in an ayahuasca ceremony in the jungle and never, ever left my body. The whole ceremony was just intensive physical cleanup, not a single altered state anywhere to be found that ceremony, but super intense physical cleanup. So sometimes the most powerful spiritual experience is entirely physical, if that's what's most needed. So for me, the energy is extremely intense. It's vibrating really fast. There's something about an upgrade. Okay, what they're doing is they're, as much as is possible for you, they're accelerating your physical vibration. So it's vibrating faster than the coronavirus. And the idea is that if you're operating at a higher vibration than the coronavirus thing to connect to, then it won't bother you. So that's my sense of what they're up to at the moment. But they're also saying even after you receive this immunity treatment, it's like the first Star Wars movie where Luke blows up his first TIE fighter on the Millennium Falcon and then Han Solo yells, "Don't get cocky, kid." And so what they're saying is even if you get this vibrational shift, you know, still do appropriate safety protocols, 6 feet, masks, the whole thing. So please continue taking whatever physical precautions seem appropriate. I realize this is an area of great controversy, but just do what feels right to you. And they're saying this is not, you receiving this upgrade is not an excuse not to be taking appropriate physical action also. Okay, you can possibly, I'm definitely feeling the energy shifting gears. It's almost like it just declutched and sort of a little looser, a little more free form at the moment in the body. Oh, they're telling me this is like cleanup. They've done the main immunity work and they're just now like, you know, mop up operation, checking out any areas that need a little bit of touch up work, a little more cleanup. The main immunity work is done. Now there you, if you're sensitive, you're noticing now we're getting a little more luminous, a little more out of body. And then out of body isn't even the right word. That's not really how they run it here. It's like transcend and include. What you might be noticing is there is a noticeably increased awareness of the spirit realm, but it isn't as if you've left your body. Your body is still there. Part of you is still there. It's more like an increase in dual awareness. Part of you in the spirit world, part of you in the physical world, but all of it's still operating, all of it's still functional. They're saying it's both and time here on planet Earth, for those who are ready. Okay, it's going more freeform here. Okay, what they're telling me is that each person now is going to receive their individual treatment. And they're saying this is actually a good time to invoke the healing invocation. And let me just give you a little preamble on this, a little bit you need to know in case you're not familiar with it. We're about to say the words maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Don't say it yet. But by saying that, you're asking to be cleared of all heavy energies that don't serve highest good, physical or other levels. And there may be intensity as they flush up and clear away heavy things out of your field. It may be intense. It will not be too much. No one has ever gotten overwhelmed doing these tools. The invocation system does not allow overwhelm. Your higher self is monitoring. It will not permit that to happen. So you can relax and have the full experience. If you become aware of challenging energy arising, then they recommend you simply relax into the pure sensation of it. Just allow yourself to merge with that unpleasant feeling, 100%, no filter, and just be it. That which is merging is your divine awareness. It cannot be harmed. And you merging with it puts the spotlight on that area. The divine healing power goes right to that spot, stirs it up, flushes it out, or transmutes it to light, whatever serves highest good. No decision necessary for your human to make. It all runs itself. So that should be a reasonably good explanation so you can move forward. So if you are willing to feel some challenging energy in order to clear what does not serve you, knowing it will be manageable, then we're going to do the invocation now. I repeat if you wish. Here we go. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Release the words, please, and just rest in the awareness of the challenging energy that's moving. If you aren't noticing any challenging energy, then rest in breath awareness or energetic awareness of whatever is there. If all you're feeling is sweet, nice energy, just rest in the awareness of that. So if there's energetic awareness, that's the focus, whether it's intense or challenging or beautiful and blissful. If you have no energetic awareness, then let your awareness be on the breath. And use the minimum effort needed to feel what's going on. If your body wants to shake or tremble or vibrate, that's all fine. Let it do what it needs to do. If you need to cry or scream or move in some way to allow an energetic release, that's all good, as long as it's not going to be excessively disruptive to the environment you're in. But the body knows how to release. If at all possible, let it express and flush the stuff out in the way that it wants to. As long as nobody gets hurt, including you. Some of the more advanced conscious practitioners who are joining us are being given some heavy energy to process from some of those on this call who are not as adept at processing yet. And if that's happening, I think you know who you are. And thank you for your willingness. I'm certainly processing some stuff that's not mine, but that's kind of my job as facilitator. And again, thanks to those who are doing that as well. If skillfully done, there will be no residue. And when you get conscious enough, even if you're bringing heavy energy through you, or I should say the divine is doing that, there's no suffering. It may not feel good, but it's just sensation, and there's no psychological story that makes you unhappy about it. The energy just shifted and went more to a stasis field. If you feel heavy energy going out your hands or your feet, that's the heavy energy releasing. And many of us are now in dual awareness. You're aware of your physical body. You're aware of another part of you that's just merged into the inner world. And you may find you're effortlessly aware of both at the same time. Technically, there's no limit to how many points of awareness can be held in this way. That, in my experience, the multiple awareness just shows up when you're ready. Again, each person is getting their own unique experience here. I'm just narrating the overall composite. Just go with whatever you're experiencing. And if at any point what you're describing, I'm sorry, what you're experiencing is not what I'm describing, then go with whatever your experience is. At this moment, they're asking for complete relaxation, just chill. Let the energy move. And they're saying, now that you're at zero, you may note that you're holding stable awareness in the inner world. Energy is moving easily and freely. This surrender is really a big key to optimal experience in the inner worlds. Ayahuasca taught me this over many, many ceremonies. And every time I tried to get in there and make something happen in the inner world, I encountered no end of trouble. And every time I just relaxed and allowed and let the divine move itself, those were always the best experiences. And I invite you to practice that now. We're in the inner world, a significant portion of us anyway, and let that part of you in the inner world just relax. Let the energy move itself. Most of you are doing really well. And you may notice increased bliss, ecstasy, enhanced awareness, all that just shows up when you allow. So they're saying, now we want to teach you a little secret that some people don't know. They're saying, if you want to get the most for yourself, help somebody else. As we've experienced over and over again on our calls, when you are flowing for the highest good of others, then your own highest good is simultaneously served by the divine. So we're going to keep it really general. And so repeat after me if you wish to set up this service situation. Here we go. Spirit that I am, I come to serve. Please make use of me for whatever service serves the highest good of all. So be it. Now relax, go passive, and things will happen. There's going to be a whole variety of different experiences, each of us probably having a little bit of something different happen. Relax and allow whatever is going on in your inner world. So my general sense of what's happening is there's new consciousness being installed, greater divine capability. You're being upgraded so you can serve more effectively. Relax and simply allow these upgrades. What's going on here is so far beyond what your human could ever comprehend. Don't think in terms of controlling or fully understanding. Just relax and allow them to upgrade you. I have a sense of humor to say you don't understand how your computer works. You don't understand how your car works. Just trust it works. Let us take care of the behind the scenes stuff and you'll just have the capability. I'm noticing a lot of brain upgrade now, very intense energy in the brain itself. And they're reminding us that consciousness does not arise in the brain. Consciousness is everywhere. And the brain is a reducing valve that removes over 99% of reality and only exposes this teeny tiny little bandwidth of the physical world and the five senses that most humans are aware of. But they say you keep showing up and serving like this and you will gradually open to more and more and more of reality that is so much more than just the physical world. Really strong shift right there. Just relax into that new energy. Okay, now that we've been upgraded, you can probably feel what a new higher frequency you're holding. And if you're sensitive, you may notice this frequency radiating out in many directions. This is the service. First, you had to be upgraded to be able to hold the higher consciousness. And then once you were set up to be an effective transmitter, you're transmitting. They're transmitting your new divine consciousness out to those who are ready for it. And there's nothing you, the individuated being, have to do. You just relax and let them play you like an instrument. And enjoy the music. And they're excited for those of you who already understand that they are you and you are them. In the greater scheme, you are simply playing yourself. And if you still perceive yourself as a separate being from these divine beings who are doing the work, just keep it up. At some point, you will consciously know yourself as them and themselves as you. And of course, a profound awakening is when you know yourself as the entire conscious living universe. And if you're feeling any urge to do something, relax back into beingness. Don't just do something, sit there. Okay, now they've gone preform. So each of us now will receive whatever combination of healing and immunity boosting, and some of us are also going to be serving, and some of us, all this is going to be going on at the same time. So they invite you to now relax and allow a whole variety of things to happen. They have no problem multitasking. And you may or may not even be able to keep up with everything they're doing now. So just relax and allow these gorgeous divine allies to help you. I don't think I explicitly said this earlier, but every being in this field is a being of love and light, service to other, high vibration, only doing that which truly serves the highest good of each person. So you are in safe space and you can relax and allow them to assist you now. And I encourage you to do that. The more you relax and allow, the more levels of awareness you'll be able to hold at the same time. They're offering each of us as much upgrade, as much healing, as much immunity boosting, as much divine awareness as we're able to hold. But each of us is being closely monitored and receiving only that amount of energy that serves your highest good. There's no danger of overwhelm. Your best strategy, my recommended strategy, is just to relax and allow. No filtering, no controlling. Just open up, let them do their job. Just relax into this exquisite feel. Really, really nice. One thing I occasionally do when I'm called is I say the words, I am that I am. So if at any point you're inspired to say that, it's in your flow, then I usually do that when I'm noticing myself coming into a higher level of divine consciousness or partway into one or on the verge of one, saying that affirms my own divinity and usually accelerates the process. And even though I've stressed passivity, that statement works because it's less effort and really just more acknowledgement. I am that I am. Just be. Relax into this intense energy. The energy is moving in ways I can't really verbalize. That's why I've been quiet. Once again, if I'm quiet for a while, it's just because words aren't needed right then. They're saying when you return to this recording, it'll be a different experience every time. That's, of course, true of all the Awakening Plus recordings in the archive, but they don't usually make a point of saying that, but this one they say will be especially flexible for whatever you need. So if you are become a member, this recording will be available to you. Along with all the others, of course. One thing I'm noting is there's less blended consciousness on this call. Often we get into calls and we all merge into a single consciousness at a certain level, but this is a more individuated call. Again, most likely because there's so much focus on individual healing, individual immunity boosting. So you have to stay fairly individuated to receive that for your individual human self. If you want the group experience, Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, we do the newest support calls every week, and that's always a sweet group blend. Still a lot of very intense energetics going on. Just continue relaxing and allowing, please. Each person getting their own custom treatment. It's very busy in here. Lots of beings doing lots of work. I so encourage you to relax and let these divine beings help you out. The energy is getting more subtle in a way, but it's still strong, kind of very hard to verbalize, so just feel it. A little bit more energy into the physical body now. If you are noticing your body at all, it may feel a lot like energy. That's what the physical body is perceived as when you're more awake. So much going on in here, I can't even begin to narrate it. Just relax and experience what's going on for you. And now there's a sense of settling back a little more into the physical body. So it's possible they're wrapping it up, but we don't know. We just have to go for the ride and see what happens next. But definitely noticing more physical body awareness now. So we're mostly back in our bodies, but they would like you to notice that it's not the same you. You have been upgraded. And they would like you to notice to the best of your ability what you feel like now. More conscious, more clear, more immune to things that don't serve you. Inviting just to relax into your physical self for a moment and just experience the new you here. And they're reminding you there is no end to the new use. You might plateau briefly, but then the next new you is going to show up. Relax into your physical body. Give them all the time they need to integrate all this into the body. They're saying it's only helpful if it's integrated. So give them a little while here to wire in these higher frequencies and awarenesses into physical functionality. Again, please be patient. This takes time. It will be so worth the wait. Yeah. So you should now feel fully settled into your body, but again, not the same you as before. They're inviting you to open your physical eyes and look around the room you're in or the whatever space you might be in. Go ahead and open them, look around a little bit. And they're inviting you to notice if you're still in that beautiful state of awareness with your eyes open. Because this is designed to be an embodied awakening, and the eyes open is just to demonstrate that you can still be in that state and look around and ultimately physically functional. And here we are. Well done. And that took us about an hour and 10 minutes. So let's see where the guidance is now. It's all done. The immunity's there. The healing's been done. The awakening's been done. It's all integrated in your body. Well done. There's a reminder also, this kind of work is ongoing these days. It's not just a one shot and you're done. If you're on the service path now, then they remind you, you simply can't even conceive what the next awakening is going to be, but you'll know when you get there, and don't ever assume you've been the last one. if you show up and desire to serve, you come say, hey, I'm here to help the Great Awakening. How can I serve? How may I be of help? Then as you experience today, you will be upgraded. You'll get new consciousness and higher functioning yourself, because that's what's needed to give the best service. So showing up for others is the best way to get your own evolution accelerated. All right, so let me feel what they want. They've got one little bonus round for you. Close your eyes, please, and just relax. They've got a little more energy coming in. And it's in, now let it settle into your body, your field. You're saying each person just got what they most needed energetically. Give it a moment to integrate. It's a whole new consciousness coming alive in there, isn't it? So give it enough time to integrate into your current consciousness. Another moment, please. Right now, it may feel like an independent being inside you, moving around in there, but relax, let it merge. Good. It's starting to integrate. Just allow, relax. Only good things happen on these calls. You can trust this. It's going to feel a little bit alien to you because it is a frequency you're not accustomed to. Alien simply means unknown, but this is another part of you coming in and raising the frequency. Yeah, you can probably feel it in your brain, the pineal, it feels kind of crystalline. Just relax, yeah. Now you might feel your whole body turning more crystalline. At least that's how it feels, that's how it looks in the inner world. Nice, sweet bonus round. Wow. Okay, that feels pretty stable. Okay, they're inviting me now to close the Mesa, and then we'll have some questions or comments after that. We've gone a little while over an hour. They don't want people getting restless and leaving before the close, so. You can hang out just a moment longer. We'll wrap up the formal sitting and we'll still be in a nice energy field for Q&A and comments afterward. So please relax while the divine through me closes things up. Pachamama. Namakia. Viracocha inti quinti. Thank you, Alice, for this beautiful experience. So sweet, so diverse. We are so grateful to you, divine beings, for this immunity boosting, for the healing, for the awakening, for the service, for all these marvelous, exquisite experiences. Thank you so much. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been on this call, please remain with them for as long as it serves highest good. I request that you remain with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? If you wish to seal the work with me, after the count of three, we'll clap to seal. One, two, three. Okay, the formal Mesa is closed. And now we've got 32 folks on the live call. I'm going to feel like I can go ahead and just let people unmute themselves. It shouldn't be complete chaos. It's So if you have something you would like to share, whether it's a question, a comment, you're welcome to unmute yourself. If you're on the web, just click that little microphone icon to take the slash off it, and you'll be able to be heard. If you want to turn on your camera too, that's great. Some are coming in just by phone. Those of you can just hit star 6 to unmute yourselves. And some people just like to type in the chat window. So however you want to communicate is great. So the floor is open. And if there's periods where we're waiting for someone, of course, we've still got some lovely energy in the space. So instead of being all, who's going to talk next, focus, just relax, be in the energy, and you'll certainly notice when the next person communicates. So we've got some chatting starting over here. Sandra is saying, when we started, I had a discomfort around the solar plex area, and now it is almost gone. Thank you so much. Linda says, that was lovely. Thank you both for your feedback. I had a good time. I really love these Awakening Plus calls because they're so much juicier than my own private meditations. The more the merrier, for sure, if it's a good container. And Julie types, wow, on so many levels. And Cynthia types, a very powerful experience. Thank you. I got light language messages. Hopefully soon I will be able to interpret them. Al types, thank you to everyone who processed energy for us. Diana says, feel great. Thank you so much. And I will just make a quick comment on the light language. Sometimes it doesn't translate to English. Sometimes light language, also called glossolalia or speaking in tongues, it's just a transmission of consciousness. It's the emitting of a frequency and doesn't always have an English translation. Sometimes its job is just to shift or move energy. So sometimes there are, you know, English translations, but not always. And Julie types, with the new wording of service, I had a breakthrough in accepting more of my own gifts to be of service that I had been resisting. Yay. Because we can certainly use all hands on deck now. The shift is underway, and you serve nobody by playing small. It's a little weird to contemplate at first if you're under traditional societal programming, but you stepping into your own divinity with the maximum magnificence, the maximum holding of divine beingness, being your full radiant divine self the best you possibly can, that serves a collective better. Because when you're in that space, you are so humble. You are the most magnificent in terms of your consciousness and service capacity because you have so fully surrendered and are just allowing the divine to move through you. That's my experience anyway. So that's one of the favorite tricks of the forces of darkness is to make you feel like you're not worthy and no, to go to that level would be so arrogant and things like that. And that's not how it plays for the light workers I know. The light workers I know are resting comfortably in their largest divinity that they can hold. And that's how we serve the best. And again, there's no ranking, there's no better or worse. You know, even if you're just holding a little bit of divine consciousness the best you can, that is beautiful service. So just do the best you can. And if you stick with it, as I've proved to myself, your consciousness will grow and expand, even if you're not a natural. I certainly wasn't. But stick with it long enough, then things will happen. And right now, the veils are always getting thinner. It gets easier and easier to open to these levels. Every year, it's just easier to get in there and experience more divine awareness. So there haven't been any comments or anything for a while. So, we just got one. Michelle types, immense love from head to toe, sorrow within my heart as I am surrounded by West Coast fires. Smoke has evaporated. Most grateful hugs. Yeah, I'm so sorry for all those folks in those massive fires on the West Coast. No fun to be in that kind of orange haze right now. Just holding a little space for those folks right now. In fact, if you want, we can just close for just a moment. Just those who wish to do this, just open yourself and just let the divine flow through you. Whatever energy serves whomever, basically highest good, flow through me now. And just relax, and you're just offering that which flows through you and allowing the divine to direct it wherever it's most needed. True unconditional service. You don't know who or where it's going to, and it doesn't matter. Nice work, folks. Let's keep this up for a moment. And you can do this anytime. You don't have to be in a sacred container, just highest good energy, flow it to whatever, flow it to particular beings or situations, totally up to you. Okay, that feels complete. Alrighty, last call for texts or someone unmuting themselves if they're bold enough. Alrighty, so grateful to y'all. And yeah, so beautiful. So whether you're live or on the recording, thank you, thank you, thank you. Some thank yous coming in on the text. You're welcome, you're welcome. As a reminder, if you're on this call but not a member of Awakening Plus, of course, you're so welcome to be here. The more, the merrier, the more gets done. And if you want access to the archive of over 260 recordings, and you want to be able to hook up with your fellow Awakening Plus members and maybe even get an accountability partner and take advantage of all the cool stuff I'm going to be adding into the membership between now and mid-November, then check out awakeningplus.com. Very inexpensive. And I'll just tell you right now, I'm starting to do something I hadn't done before. It's normally $19 a month. But one of the new features when I sort of relaunch in November will be a lower price available for those who need it. So if even $19 a month is too much, you can have it for $9. And even if you're an existing member and it's stretching you to pay $19, let me know and we'll drop your monthly to $9. So that's available if needed. And of course, you can read all about all the details on awakeningplus.com. I just revised the information page a few days ago, so it is current and updated. If you're interested in working with me privately, I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, other stuff. And it's all described at astroshaman.com. So check that out if you're interested. And I think we're done. Thanks so much for being here. It's always such a pleasure. I have a great time here. I hope you do too. And until next time, I wish you infinite blessings. Goodbye for now.